Track 24.
1.
Well, I think it's been quite successful because, you know, it's done what it set out to do. It's made cafes and restaurants places where we can all now go without having to breathe in everyone else's smoke.
Hang on a minute. Hang on. What about the terrible effect it's had on small businesses, right? I mean, some of these places have actually had to close down because of it. Now, how does that help non-smokers?
Yeah, yes, quite. Yeah, you're absolutely right. There's just no point in having all these nice, clean bars if there's nobody going into them.
2.
I think it hasn't worked, quite honestly. People have started buying drinks to take home just so they can smoke. So bars and cafes have gone out of business.
Oh, I think you're exaggerating. I mean, how many bars have actually gone out of business?
I think Tina has got a point. Not many bars have actually had to close, but a lot of places are struggling, especially ones that don't have any outdoor space for smokers.
3.
Well, I am on the side of smokers on this one. They quite rightly see it as an infringement of their personal liberty, you know, their freedom to smoke if they want to.
Yeah, but that's not really what it's all about. I mean, I see it as a health issue. I don't want to be forced to breathe other people's smoke, so it's not really about personal liberty.
I don't see that at all. No one's forcing you to breathe their smoke. You can always go and sit in a different room, really.
Why should I have to?
4.
The way I see it, the solution would be to provide separate rooms for smokers, right? Not just ban smoking altogether. Why couldn't we let smokers smoke if they want, and non-smokers could have their own room?
Yeah, but it's not as simple as that. I guess it's fine if you have a big restaurant with separate rooms, but what about just a small cafe?
Yes, exactly. I think that's the problem. It's discrimination against small businesses. So the big businesses, well, they're fine. And the small ones, they're the ones that are having to close.